Welcome back to the Third Coast Training Performance Lab. Today, we're breaking down the foundation of every elite triathlete's engine, your aerobic base. The primary objective here is straightforward. We are specifically targeting and developing your slow-twitch muscle fibers. To understand why this is non-negotiable for your performance, we first have to look at what these fibers actually are. Technically known as type I, or slow oxidative fibers, these cells are built to be remarkably fatigue-resistant. That endurance capability comes directly from their high mitochondrial and myoglobin content, which allows them to process oxygen efficiently. However, it's important to note that they typically maintain a lower glycogen content compared to your fast-twitch counterparts. Consequently, these fibers are your go-to for long-lasting, low-level force production and those grueling, extended endurance efforts. Furthermore, because of their superior ability to oxidize lactate, slow-twitch fibers are absolutely essential for recovery, especially between repeated bursts of high-intensity intervals, heavy power efforts on the bike, or those quick turnover drills in the pool. When we talk about physiological adaptation, consistent endurance training actually triggers an increase in HLDH enzymes within those slow-twitch fibers. This specific enzyme plays a critical role in oxidizing lactate more efficiently, which is exactly why lactate threshold training is so vital for triathletes. We're focusing on improving your ability to sustain higher intensities without letting excess lactate accumulate. By incorporating structured workouts that specifically target this threshold, you directly enhance your endurance and overall race performance. This approach doesn't just prepare you for race day. It drives long-term physiological adaptations that compound over time. That's precisely why lactate testing methodologies are becoming increasingly important in our performance lab. Utilizing these testing protocols allows us to tailor your training programs based on your individual lactate responses, ensuring you're always training within your optimal physiological zones. This data-driven approach fine-tunes your strategies for both training stress and recovery, ultimately translating to better results when the race starts. Because of these compounding benefits, it is completely normal for elite endurance athletes to dedicate anywhere from 65 to 80% of their annual training volume strictly to aerobic base work. Depending on your specific race distance, your personal ratio will typically fluctuate, but you'll generally want to aim for 50 to 80% of your total weekly volume in that base zone. However, before you start accumulating massive amounts of volume, remember this. Slow-twitch fibers are fatigue-resistant, not fatigue-proof. Therefore, you must always implement a gradual, deliberate increase in your training load. As a result of spending consistent time in Zone 1, you will quickly notice tangible changes. Your heart rate will drop more rapidly between intervals, and your overall resting heart rate will decrease. Ultimately, a professional training zone system is built upon three key physiological markers: your lactate threshold, your anaerobic threshold, and your VO2 max. In conclusion, utilizing physiological testing to understand your unique response to exercise helps you accurately identify exactly where you need to develop. Incorporating techniques to overcome respiratory fatigue into your regular regimen will further enhance your performance, helping you manage breathlessness during those intense workout blocks and maintaining proper running cadence when you're tired. By combining these physiological insights with practical, on-the-ground techniques, you build a holistic, resilient approach to your fitness goals. Keep building that base, trust the process, and I'll see you on the training plan.